Episode 3218, Trust Your Instincts.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It's Friday. Yay! Are you excited? Oh, I'm so excited. I am so tired. It has been a long week. How has it been for you? Okay, deep breath, because it is confession day. And you know what? There's something about a confession that just makes you feel better. You feel lighter. Trust your instincts. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. All right, well, do you want to know a secret? The secret is this. I am sitting here at my daughter and son-in-law's, and I am trying to figure out what I want to talk to you about. And I came up with this, trust your instincts. And so I feel like I'm kind of in this corner for a moment just for you. Because as a parent, it's only natural to question yourself and wonder if you're doing everything right for your child, regardless of the age. Dwelling on self-doubt prevents you from fully embracing your role and inhibiting your ability to trust your instincts. So I feel like this episode is like top secret. Even though my notes are very short, who knows how long we'll go. This is truly off the cuff. And it's one that, as I was sitting here going, gosh, I don't know what to do, because we've had a busy day, a full day, a great day, a productive day, but it has left me recording very late or early morning. And I'm one who doesn't always like to do that, but you go back and you begin to question, am I doing what's right? And I started thinking about you as my family. And then I said, okay, wait a minute, how does this apply to me as a parent and me caring for my child? Because I got to tell you, my friend, you are doing amazing at parenting. I know there are times that you feel like you don't know your front from your back, you're tripping over things. But remember, there is no manual, because each child is so unique. If you need permission today to forgive yourself for whatever you think you haven't done right as a parent, there it is. Because there is no manual, right? The only manual that there is, in my opinion, well, is when you go to heaven. And then, well, literally, it's a little too late. So you've got to do the best you can here on earth while you can. And the good news is that there's always a way to boost your confidence and feel more assured as who you are as a parent. You got to trust your instincts. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Trust your instincts. Now, I told you this was top secret. Why? Because everybody's sleeping. Yes, that is true. Everybody is sleeping. And I feel like with my voice, I have to be very, very cautious, because it projects. And I may be in another room and all the doors are closed, but guess what? It's like I'm right there with them in their room. So I feel like I'm whispering this to you, which I'm really not. But at the same time, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, this is so important. This is so vital. I want you to take it all in. Because in reality, we're just kind of floating by the seat of our pants as parents. We take our experiences as we've gotten older as children, but sometimes we kind of forget that there's still room to grow even after we're a parent. And that's hard. And I don't care what age you are. You could be over a half century. You could be just now a new mama. Wherever you are on the spectrum of raising your children, you've got to trust your instincts. And that's hard when you don't trust yourself, when you don't have that confidence within yourself, when you're saying, oh, I think this is right. I think it is. But then you have those old 8-tracks playing. Oh, you don't know what those are. CDs, you don't know what those are. How about DVDs? Not even that. Okay, let's just go to Spotify or Pandora or wherever you're listening. Maybe it's still YouTube. I don't know. But wherever you're replaying your everyday life, you get these negative thoughts that come in that make you say, oh, but I messed up there. And so you're like, well, obviously I'm not good enough. That's not the case, Mom. That's not the case, Dad. Trust your instincts. You know what your child needs, but you have to be willing to step forward. You have to be willing to say, you know what? I got to get rid of that self-doubt. What does it look like in order to do that when you want to truly trust your instincts and live full out for your child? Well, number one, reflect on your child's unique qualities. You are the expert. Did you hear me? You are the expert when it comes to your child. Take the time to observe and truly appreciate their unique qualities and strengths, right? It's not about playing one against the other if you have multiple children. It's not about looking side to side as to what your sister or brother might be doing, or maybe a really, really good friend. It's about your individual child. Each child has their own personality, their own preferences, their own needs. So accept and celebrate these differences rather than comparing your child to others, right? Don't do it at school. If you've got that incredible football player, but you're like, gosh, he's got to be better than everybody else. And then you try to kind of make him that way. So everything you do is trying to push him up and up and up and up. Just appreciate who your child is, who is standing right in front of you. Appreciate their individuality. Embrace the fact that you know your child better than anyone else and trust that your insights will guide you in making the best decisions for their growth and their development. But you can't do that if you're questioning everything. So you have to be one who is saying, I got this, I can do this, I know what it's like. And when you do it, you move forward. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And it's truly when you reflect on your child's unique qualities. Trust your instincts. Number two, seek support from trusted services. And what I mean by this is while you trust yourself, right? And that is so crucial. It's also essential to seek out guidance and support from trusted sources. Surround yourself with a network of individuals who will provide you encouragement, sound advice, not like, oh, I mean, look at how their kids turned out. And if they haven't had kids, do you really think you need to be asking them questions? I mean, think about that. You are building a network of people, but I must say, in that network, make sure that you have a non-judgmental ear. Now, yes, sometimes that means we have to go against what our family says, and that's hard. And sometimes we need to accept that our family knows best. But in all of this, your network can include people like your parents, your friends, professionals, pediatricians, your therapist, your counselor, your pastor. Engaging in conversations and seeking input from others who share similar experiences will help really to validate what you see as what you want to do truly with your child and what you should do, the action plan. Remember, parenting is a collective effort. We all come together. So lean on those trusted sources because they truly can provide you with the confidence boost you need to trust yourself more fully. When you talk to someone, you say, you know, what did you do when you were potty training your child? Okay, what was their answer? If you're like, all right, well, maybe I don't want to go like to that degree, but I could do a little bit of what they're doing. You tweak it for what's right for your family, your lifestyle, your season, and your child. That becomes the winner. But sometimes we just sit there and we, you know, chase ourselves in circles and we talk ourselves down. You know what's best. Trust your instincts. Seek support from trusted services. And finally, number three, practice self-care and prioritize your well-being. As a parent, it's easy to prioritize our children's needs above our own. I did it for years. In fact, I used them as an excuse. Now, that's not really fair to them. But it's like, I'm so busy. I have 5 kids and on and on and on. You neglecting yourself is only going to lead to increased self-doubt and hesitation in your own parenting decisions. Now, this isn't going to apply to every aspect of your life, but it can have an influence on it. So you really got to search this out. And when I mean really search it out, I'm talking about a lot of reflection. That means looking inward. Look in the mirror. Where is this self-doubt that you're carrying coming from, right? Make sure to carve time out for that self-care. Maybe you need to take a long bath once a week just to really allow yourself to say, okay, I'm going to replay some of these situations and circumstances so I can better understand how I am as a parent and then how I can better myself. So maybe it's, you know, as you look at yourself, you're maybe taking that hot bath, or maybe for you, you've got to get out and run or walk. You've got to have that physical exercise. Maybe you need to engage in a hobby. Maybe you love reading. So pick up some really good parenting books. Allow yourself to become engrossed in those so you can truly enjoy some moments of, yeah, I got this, because my friends, you do have it. And you've got to be willing to enjoy the moments of solitude, the moments of confidence, the moments of confession where you say, you know what? I questioned myself, but I did know best. Nurture your own physical, mental, and emotional health. And if you don't, what's going to happen is your child will suffer because of it. When you prioritize, though, self-care, when you reinforce your belief in yourself and your instincts, it enables you to make decisions more confidently. You're standing taller. Why? Because you can trust yourself. And when you trust yourself, what do you think happens? You can trust your instincts. Remember, parenting is an ongoing journey of learning and growth. It's a never-ending journey. And there's going to be moments of uncertainty, and that's perfectly normal. By focusing on your reflection, seeking that support, and prioritizing your well-being, you can cultivate the belief in yourself, which is essential to trusting your instincts as a parent. So embrace your intuition, stay true to your values, and let your parenting journey be guided by the love and care you have for your child. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.